Jesus is the living Word of God. And they receive the Word of God, which means they receive Jesus. And they were born again. When you receive Jesus, you receive eternal life. And they were born again. And they heard that this had happened. So when they heard, the apostle heard that, that the Samaritan had received the Word of God. And you know the Samaritan was mixed race of people. They were mixed, Jews and Gentiles, mixed marriage, mixed family. Amen. And notice when Peter and them heard that, they sent, when they heard that at Jerusalem, they sent out to them Peter and John, who when they would come down, prayed for them. Listen. Prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. Some people say, well, when you get born again, you got all you need. Now, why would Peter and them come down and pray for them? They just said they were born again, received Jesus, were baptized. Now, why would they pray for them to be born again if they got all they need? No. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation. It's an experience that you have, Jesus promised you, after you are born again. Two separate experiences. Same spirit. First, he comes in to give you life. Second experience, he comes in to empower you. But ye shall receive power when after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And this is what happened. Let's see what happened here. It said, who when they will come down late, down, prayed for them and laid their hands on, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as of yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They got born again, got baptized in water. But look what the apostle did. Then they laid their hands on them. And they received the Holy Ghost. What happened? They laid their hands on them. And they received the Holy Ghost. Then, and then somebody said, well, they didn't speak with tongues. Well, I beg to differ with you. And when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostle's hand that the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. I'm going to read that verse again. When Simon saw that through the laying on the apostle's hand that the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. I'll ask you a question. Have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? Huh? Anybody in this audience out here, have you ever seen the Holy Spirit? Huh? Well, how did he know they had received the Holy Spirit? You ain't, because he said when he saw. How did he know? How did he see? He had to have heard them speak with tongue, like the rest of them. He had to, because I ain't never seen the Holy Spirit, you. He had to see some kind of expression of them speak with tongue. You might say, well, they had a lot of joy. That's how he knew it. Well, they had that when they got born again, because Acts 8:8 says, they were filled with joy. Now look what it said. And there was great joy in the city when they got born again. So they couldn't be talking about that. They heard them speak with tongues. Now listen to what Peter said. And saying, give us this power that whomsoever we lay our hands on, that whomsoever I lay hands on may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gifts of God be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Some people say, you go to the original Greek, where it was translated from, it says this word matter is translated utter. You have no part in this utterance. Isn't that interesting? You have no part in this utterance. And that's what they did. When they were all filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, they spoke in tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. Isn't that something? Why did he send the Holy Spirit? Let's continue on. Acts chapter 10. I'm going to read a few verses. Verse 1. Can y'all pull it up for me? Acts chapter 10, verse 1. Then we'll skip. Thank you, Jesus. 10. And it reads like this, Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evident about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. Now notice, and he said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now, send men to Joppa and call for one named Simon, whose surname is Peter. He's lodging with one Simon, a tenor, whose house is at the seaside. He shall tell thee words what thou oughtest to do.